Alzheimer's disease, one of 11 types of dementia disorders, impairs memory, thinking, and behavior. Research indicates it's caused by a buildup of plaque in spaces between nerve cells, as well as tangles or twisted protein fibers in cells. There's a biochemical treatment, but not yet a cure. If you've ever taken care of a loved one or friend stricken with Alzheimer's disease at home, you understand the complexities. But this month, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in downtown Fayetteville will open, under a new state law, Arkansas's first standalone church-operated respite center for Alzheimer's patients. Seated in the church's meditation garden, filled with pink roses, hydrangea, and crepe myrtle, is David Williams, a Rogers realtor and retired attorney. He helped initiate the program. He's originally from Mississippi.
I moved to Northwest Arkansas 4 years ago for my retirement, and at that time my mother had already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and for several years I volunteered for the Alzheimer's Association of Northwest Arkansas, and I serve on its leadership council.
Williams is among a group of parishioners who volunteered to staff the respite center. His mom, Emma Lou Williams, recently passed away.
And she was institutionalized for about 5 years and bedridden for 2 years. It had been easily over 3 years just prior to her death that she'd even made an intelligent sentence. Watching that, that just gave me the interest in working with Alzheimer's. With this mission, I was able to apply my mind as well as my hands to get something going.
William says respite care helps everyone involved.
The respite care has its focus on the caregiver. While we are providing great service to the person suffering, our goal is to minister to that caregiver so the caregiver can drop off his loved one here at the respite care for 4 hours and go have a break.
And come back refreshed. Looking after Alzheimer's patients is exhausting, Williams said.
If you would think about how reluctant you might be to leave a six-year-old at home, to fend for himself. That's where we step in. We take care of that six-year-old mind for the caregiver to get out.
Once a week, starting June 30th, caregivers can drop off patients at the parish hall where volunteers and staff will look after them for 4 hours for a $10 donation.
We will be providing a snack and a lunch and tons of activities right here at the church. This will be the drop-off point. And from 10 until 2, that is our program, so that the caregiver can go have lunch while we're taking care of things.
Pet therapists and musicians will be invited to help out, and the U of A Nursing College is planning to dispatch graduating nursing students to practice elder care. Catherine Lyon is a registered nurse and licensed social worker. She's also a parish nurse. She's serving as executive director of St. Paul's Respite Program. She says onset Alzheimer's disease has very specific symptoms.
Well, primarily it's short-term memory would be generally what loved ones might notice first. Forgetting simple things, where keys are, where home is, maybe recognizing people that have been all too familiar to them all their lives.
Catherine Lyon trained 24 volunteers, all parishioners, who will assist 12 enrolled patients who are screened as good respite candidates.
Primarily, whether or not they can be comfortable in the program. We're staffed with volunteers. We've all had very brief training on redirection and diversion, which is what we would attempt first if they became upset. If they are inconsolable, then we don't want them to be miserable. That serves no purpose. So we would contact their loved one to either come to the program and help calm them or in all likelihood remove them. Screening process initially We are looking to serve those individuals who are able to perform most of their own personal care. You know, they would need to be able to use the restroom with some direction, take their own medications with direction, with prompting, trying to be of service but not overwhelm our volunteers on the forefront with too much responsibility that's beyond their capability.
Lyons' volunteers have also been trained in validation, meaning not to correct patients, rather to agree and engage.
Yes, we kind of take it from the approach of don't sweat the small stuff. You know, it isn't important that they say the right thing or name the right thing or even be able to recognize where they are. It's just that whether or not they are comfortable, entertained, and hopefully given some sense of stimulation, if you will. I think some people call it play. I am a little leery of that descriptor for an adult, but it is play, and it's designed for them to enjoy 4 hours of our company.
Lowell Grisham, rector of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, is responsible for the program and financially supporting it.
This is a church that's very generous with its outreach. We've got a lot of programs like Community Meals that is a free meal to anyone who comes. We've also had parishioners who've left us bequests that are specifically for outreach. That helps us enter into a program like this with absolute confidence that we can fund it. But every time we ask this congregation, would you like to help us with X, they always come through it.
Reverend Grisham says his church is the first to operate a center like this under a new state law.
Yes, this was Senate Bill or Act 357 that was passed by the General Assembly of Arkansas in 2009. And it's an act that exempts from licensure adult daycare centers caring for impaired adults for periods of 4 hours or less a day. So churches or any other daycare center can do this.
Reverend Grisham has had parishioners stricken with Alzheimer's, so understands firsthand the disease.
There are not many things that are more difficult. I'm doing a class on happiness right now on Sundays. One of the things that they found in research is that Americans are remarkably resilient, and things that you would think would just undo us don't necessarily undo us. We bounce back, spinal injuries and other things, for instance. But among those traumas and catastrophes that can happen to people, to care for a loved one at home as they go through a long, debilitating illness like Alzheimer's is among the most devastating things for one's quality of life or happiness that can possibly happen. So this is a chance to give people a little break during the week.
And the name of the respite program, Caring Friends, co-founder David Williams.
The name of the program is Caring Friends. And each person who is impaired with Alzheimer's, our vernacular, that person is our friend. The volunteers who are working here at the church, either to be one-on-one with our friends or working in the kitchen, they are our companions. I look to be a companion to one of our friends.
David Williams and Reverend Lowell Grisham says Caring Friends will develop best management practices and policies to share with other faith-based organizations to replicate. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.